Hey, what's up? I'm Alex Antolino. I like to think about myself as a creative director turned creator. And the reason why I think like that and why I'm so obsessed with the creator economy is because I think it's shaking things up. And I think things are going to look very different a few years from now because of what's happening in the creator economy. So hope you enjoy this content and talk soon. I'm just a dude who likes to travel and produce electronic music, and then professionally
yeah.
I
yeah.
happen to be obsessed with branding.
Okay.
My background is on film.
Yeah, that's an interesting one actually. Yeah, because it's not the usual kind of upbringing, right? Like as in for a designer, you know, you didn't go to design school or anything like that. You went from film, and I saw somewhere that you also have a... You produce a film that's on Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, so I collaborated on a film that's on Netflix.
Okay,
which was that?
It's called The Girl from the Song.
Okay,
it was shot at Burning Man.
Yeah, which is awesome.
It's probably the first ever feature film shot at Burning Man. Probably the last one too.
Really?
No camera. No.
We'll have to see.
I'm surprised you were able to get a camera in that.
We got a camera.
Festival.
We got the permit. Everything.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
It was intense.
Yeah. I imagine.
And so what I do is I help creators build brands, and I help brands engage with their audiences like creators.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I've been working in tech for the last 7 years now.
How was that? With Typeform,
it was a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
When did they start? Because 7 years sounds like a long time, especially in the startup world, right?
Fucking a lot.
Were you there from the beginning of the journey? Or?
I think the company's starting 10 years now.
Okay.
So I joined them like year three.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was actually employee number 27.
Okay. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so it was like very early. And... And
was that a good thing? Because then, like, I feel like the more time you spend in a place, the more comfortable you are when you move up, and you know, you understand better the kind of purpose of the brand, you know, and what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, 100%. I joined very early, and it was a ride because when I joined, couple months later, they secured Series A, and like money started flowing in. Like I took the actually established a creative team,
right?
And took it to like 15 creative professionals. The company blew up from like in a year. We went from like 30 employees to like 150. Like
that's always the case
crazy.
Recently, Canva.
Yeah.
They just got massive. Well, recently, as in the last couple of years. Linktree as well. They got some massive funding, and then the last year or so, 18 months, just the growth.
Which I think is always an interesting lesson for you as a creative as well. Like, there's so many learnings in that journey from small team all the way to a big one.
It's a challenge, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful because I think I was very lucky to be in that precise moment with like those aspirations of like I wanted to like be involved in like building a brand.
Yeah.
I just didn't know like how would that look like, or because I like you ask a very good question. I don't get that question that often, but it's very on point. Like when I started at Typeform, I started as a videographer. It was so challenging for me to like flip to creative director. It took like a year.
Okay.
Because that was not in the mind of people.
Yeah.
You're very important. Like, that's a good point that you're bringing up. Like, there's a traditional conception that you first do design, become art director, and it's like,
become the natural steps.
Like, that's the natural thing. And I ended up, like, accidentally at Typeform, they offered me to make some tutorials. I had been running my own studio that I co-founded, doing video, like commercials and like branded content online.
Yeah.
And I shut it down because like it was on the fashion space. I was like not super, I didn't like it. So I ended up shutting it down and super randomly ended up at Typeform.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they offered me to do that on the interview. Right. One of the co-founders was like, why do you want to work here, man? Like you've been doing TV commercials.
Yeah.
Like why are you interested in doing this like tutorials?
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, if I can be there for,
it's like, amazing if you actually say that to him.
Maybe not there, didn't say bitch, but I thought, bitch.
Yeah.
But what I did say to him was like, look, I need stability. Running a business of is course. A hell of, like, you guys know that. Yeah. It's a hell of a ride.
Yeah.
I need money flowing every month, no need to worry.
Yeah.
And you need someone to do good videos. If this lasts for 3 months, good for you, good for me. Yeah. If it's
of
8 months,
course. Everyone wins.
I'm saving to go traveling.
Yeah, right.
So that, like, it,
so that was the initial incentive for you, like just a bit of stability at the time.
That's why I joined Typeform,
Oh, incredible.
That's why I was.
So, like, you were never thinking about staying there for like 5-7 years?
Hell no. I was like, I'm still surprised that I, like, yeah. But what happened is that the company blew up and I got the opportunity to become their creative director. Yeah. And I loved it. And I built our team from scratch to 15 professionals, and that was a ride. And like, we did we led the rebrand of the company. It was amazing. Wow. Yeah. So
it's interesting as well, because like you talk about brand with such passion.
Yeah.
And maybe it is the fact that you are not a designer, you know, from trade. You know, it's like you bring a unique perspective into branding. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes, I did. I have. I think the passion comes with the personality.
Yeah, right.
I'm very passionate. Okay. Maybe we start talking about the electronic tradition. I'll get super pumped.
We talk about techno in a minute as well.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring out the wallets and see who has what.
So, yeah, so I'm like a passionate person. So I guess, like, I get excited when I talk about things that I love. But I think what was unique to you at that moment, it took me a little bit to convince and get buy-in from the founders that I deserve to be in that position, because people just didn't think this way. Today, it's more obvious. Yeah. With the rise of, like, content, short form video, YouTube, like, it's just obvious that brands are about stories and storytelling. But back, like, it sounds weird to say it, but like, because 7 years is not that much time.
No, exactly.
But like, back then, even at conferences, people would be like, oh, if you're not a designer, when I would give
back. Yeah. Ah, right. Yeah. So this why are you talking?
People were surprised. Like, people were like, in a positive way.
Yeah.
Even like when I hired Design Studio, you know, that's their name as a Design Studio.
The London, the UK.
Yeah, they're like, they're UK
based. They're in Sydney now as well.
In Sydney and, correct.
Yeah.
And in the US.
Yeah.
And I hired them to do the Typeform rebrand.
Oh, right.
Okay. They're the ones that have done Airbnb, the Libra.
Premier League.
Yes,
some big names, yeah.
Yeah. And at that point, I hadn't even gone through design school, and I was running the project.
Amazing.
And it was interesting. I was always very like, that was the reason why.
It was embedded in your DNA, man.
I was very open, saying like, look, like, I don't have design background, that's why we're fucking hiring you. Like, if I knew how to do this, like, I'd be doing it.
I would do it myself.
Yeah. And like, also, we had only just one designer at that time. He was a junior designer. We didn't feel, not just me, but like in general, we didn't feel like we had the design expertise to pull it up.
Yeah.
And so
which is really hard to recognize sometimes, that you don't have the in-house capabilities, you know?
But it's also harder to, like, you know, see it later when you fuck up. So.
Yeah, true.
So that's always very open and, like, you know, and so, yeah, so it was like something that, like, was surprising, but it just makes sense. Brands are not about design or logos or typefaces or like, you know, little like cute. They're about stories, they're about purpose, they're about values. And I think it just makes sense that for me, as someone who's like interested in like human relationships, that's why I got into film, like, you know, stories, it just came natural to me. But yeah, it was not something that was in the mind of like many people. Now it's different, because I feel like it's, you know, the conversation keeps popping up. I was like, brand is not a logo, brand is not a logo.
100%, yeah. I mean, we were seeing it just before, we were talking about it as well, like it's just even beyond the storytelling, it's more about like, what can you bring, what can you offer as a brand to other people? That's beyond just the economic aspect, you know, like what's like a true sort of valuable thing that I can, you know, give you.
Yeah.
you know, and how can we build that trust? Like, I feel like that's where the conversation is going with brand.
Well, Kevin Finn said it very well. Just making money, like a lot of people's like, what is this company about? Making money. He said it very well. Making money is not the purpose of a business.
Yeah.
That's the, it, that's function. Yeah. Like, that's what, like, that's what the business is trying to do.
Yeah.
But if you think the purpose of a business is making money, you probably gonna make a lot of money, like if you're good at business.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure if you're gonna be able to maintain it in the long term. I think a brand is out there to seek relevance and gain trust. And that's what eventually can make you a lot of money.
And,
in the long term, for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? Now you see all these brands, I think we said we're gonna make the transition into this part of the conversation, but now you see all these brands going in outside the traditional mediums and now going to Web3. Looking at the content you put out there, you have some strong views about branding in Web3 and what does that mean. And one of the projects that you mentioned, I bought into, not a blue chip project, but one of the ones that, you know, Nostalgia. The beans.
You do want to talk about this?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
why don't you tell us a little bit about your views about branding into that space and
right. So first,
where do you see that going?
Yeah, got you. First of all, big disclaimer to everyone watching. I have no fucking clue.
No, I don't think anybody
does. Let's be clear. This is not financial advice anymore.
Actually, you know?
I don't think so. I have no idea. I think it's a Web3. I think it's the future. I think it's a fascinating space. And I'm just fascinated by it. I'm very interested. So I always...
You're curious, right?
I'm very curious. Mm. And like, I always try to understand the things that I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Web3 is, it's right there on the corner. It's just like waiting for people to start buying in.
Yeah.
And for that to happen, big companies need to jump in. And it's already happening. Amazon, you know, like big companies are like going in that direction. Was it VidCon? No, South by Southwest.
Yeah.
The last edition. I've traveled so much this year, like moving houses and shit. Like I completely lost
different
track seasons. Where you are. Like now it's summer here. I'm like, I don't even know what month is.
But you're in Melbourne, just so you know.
Yeah, thank you. It's probably like spring now.
Getting started.
We don't even know anymore, to be honest. You know,
well, that makes me feel
better.
We're
joking, Melbourne, as well. Like, there is like all the seasons in one day. So,
right.
Yeah, you never get used to what season it is, really.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. So I was at South by Southwest, and the dude who's running Pepsi, like I think Pepsi CMO, or like running marketing for PepsiCo.
Yeah.
Was talking about Web3, and they were talking about how they are moving little steps to go in that direction. And I think this requires clarification. When we talk about Web3, we're talking about the next iteration of the internet, right? Yeah. I mean, like, that's how I think about it, right?
Yeah.
And so, wallets, microtransactions, community involvement, the centralization of power conversations. I think it's fascinating.
Rock pools, you know, all that.
Bear markets. No, but like, and so they're going in that, and like they're making progress because they believe that the whole society and like business is like going in that direction. It's like baby steps because the whole thing might be built in like this identity financial system on the blockchain.
Yeah, they're not just throwing out an NFT project. They're like really building something.
Because you can't. Honestly, like if you, and especially such a massive company, enterprise, like the thing with Web3 is like to do anything in Web3, you need a wallet. To have a wallet, your financial team needs to be involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like fucking, let's start TikTok. You know, it's not something you can do on the side.
It's a process.
Yeah. It's a process, but it's core to the financials of the business.
Yeah.
Because you then need to do taxes for that. Yeah. It's not some just like, we'll try for a quarter, see how it goes.
No, you can't just wing it.
So, and especially it's such a big company. So, I think like we're all going fascinating, and what I believe is very connected to what I'm even more excited about with the creator economy.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of signs and signals from the business moving into like a new way of operating relating with audiences and stuff like that. And I think it's very fascinating, and I'm very excited about it. And like Web3 might be the infrastructure in which all of this happens, if that makes sense.
Really? Okay. So you think it's going to be the new wave, the new change for it? Like it's going to enable a different conversation.
Web3?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I think I might be wrong, by the way. I'm like nobody, right?
Yeah.
But
it's also fresh, man. Like, you know, you only know so much, like anybody just knows so much what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why, but I keep repeating it because it's like, don't get me wrong, but when we all watch content on the internet, it's very, and especially if someone's talking about it, it's like, oh, that's the truth. It's very easy. Like that's how social media is designed, right? To give you to reinforce your own biases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I always try to keep reiterating, this is just my opinion.
Yeah, it's
like
100%.
This is what I know, and like my opinion can change, right?
There are going to be some very, we're at the conference right now, right? And there are going to be speakers, you know, with contrasting ideas about all these different subjects.
I hope.
And it'll be an interesting conversation out, you know, after they come down stage, and then because some people might be really against, you know, what could be the internet could be, you know, or crypto and all that stuff, and other people maybe like you will be very passionate about it. So I'm actually very keen to get into those conversations maybe during the drinks, you know, and see what happens.
People are more like So to me, I think Web3 is just enabling the like micro conversation, decentralization of audiences and power in a way. I feel like we come from like a very pyramidal type of world.
Yeah.
And we are moving as a society or like whatever to like a more flat type of world. Where before you would have within organization, I have the CEO, the C-level, and like blah, 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 and like top down to the junior, whatever.
Yep.
In a country, you have the president, the, like businesses, da, da, da. It's like, everything is just like that. Okay, I believe, I don't know how it looks like or how it's going to look like. But I believe that we're going into like somewhere like more flat. Still, there's going to be sort of hierarchy because we're, at the end of the day, socially, we need some hierarchy and some leaders. But I think in general, it's, you know, being more spread out horizontally. There's not, I think, I hope also, in like a few years, there's not going to be the one company, the Google, the Apple, that runs the shit out of the world.
Yeah.
I really hope that there's going to be a lot of microtransactions going on. And same thing for creators and influencers and brands. I don't think there's going to be... I mean, there's going to be one that is always
the
like...
The big players, yeah.
But I feel like it's going to be more common that there's a lot of micro creators or micro businesses that do very well, have their audiences, and the transactions happen like that. And then Web3 is just the technical infrastructure that I believe is going to enable that.
You know, it's also interesting because I think right now everyone's kind of waking up to this reality that we're quote unquote controlled by the big corps. And you know, now there's like that opportunity to change that narrative so that we can create a better future, you know. But it's literally in the hands of you know, creators in general to actually, you know, be aware of that and change that narrative, you know? It's not enough to just say it, but like to actually act on it.
Yes, the creators and the consumers, I think where you put your money is what you are like perpetuating. Oh, you don't like like oil and like being like burned and shit like that? How about you install you know, solar panels on your roof? And if you do it and you do it and enough people believe in that and act on that, guess what? These companies run out of money because they run out of customers. And what happens to a company that runs out of money? It vanishes eventually. And I think that's a magic power of money that people are more awake of in general now that you're talking about it.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. Oh, sorry, did you want to go? We can do this. No, man. What? Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, anything that you want to share? Yeah, man. Alex, any projects you're working on? Anything?
Well, I'm super... I mean, I could, by the way, talk about this for hours. So please, at some point, just like... We'll thank you, Antolino, for your time.
How about you compress it into 2 minutes?
I love it. So, yeah, I feel like, honestly, what I'm super excited about is, like, there's a massive thing that I've noticed recently on my last, like, months at Typeform, or a couple of years, I should say, at Typeform, and like, working also with organizations, because I'm advisor to, like, a couple of people and organizations. So... this is a common thread that I've realized, that a lot of organizations have their creative teams built in the old-fashioned way. Why? Because that's what we know.
That's been tested. Yeah.
Because that's what worked before. And three, because the leaders building those organizations are of a certain demographic. They've been trained in a way, been doing this for God knows how many years. And By the way, that's how I did it to a Typeform. It's not like I'm here to like change things or whatever. Well, I'm actually here to change things, but like, not that I'm like illuminating.
You never did
something.
It. Yeah,
this is my experience too.
Yeah.
So, I've seen this in many organizations where like the creative teams are built in a different way. I think the creator economy is changing how online interactions happen online. I think the creator economy is changing. It's already happening on China. It's changing how we consume online, not just content, but products and services, right? You know, like China, live shopping is massive. The TikTok sister app Douyin, it's also massive. It's not just a little app that we have on our phones. You can buy, you can talk, you can do a lot of things in Douyin.
Yeah, well, they have a WeChat as well, which is like WeChat, a whole ecosystem. App. Yeah,
exactly. So I feel like the creator economy, as for creators, building massive audiences and then monetizing those audiences with product services, the content itself. It's changing the way things happen online. Now, there's brands on the other side that are seem to be unaware or not taking action on this because they're used to run in the other way, right? And what I think is creators are really good at making content. Why? Because that's their product. That's what they do. Brands, in general, I'm not going to say all of them, obviously, but in general, kind of suck at making content because that's not what they're here to do. They're here to sell you stuff.
The product,
right?
The service, yeah.
Right. I believe there's a massive opportunity for these two communities or these two profiles or these types of, actually I should say types of entrepreneurs to start learning from each other. A lot of massive content creators, actually the biggest ones, are like 20-year-old kids. They've never had a business before, right? And so I think these people have a lot to learn from companies and brands, and this group of people and companies have a lot to learn from creators. That's what I'm extremely obsessed about right now.
Amazing.
Like, how can we bring these two worlds together and bridge a gap where, like, creators learn to build first-class brands when they have to launch a new product, something like that.
Yeah.
The Mr. Beast of the world with the Mr. Burger, like all that stuff, or like Prime, you know, like all these products that we're starting to see now, and I think are going to become the norm. And companies, they need to catch up because attention is the most valuable resource of our global economy. Yeah. I'm not just saying this so you can clip it here for the content. This is literally the most valuable company.
It's going to happen, but you know. Yeah.
The most valuable companies like in the world, the Amazons, the Apples.
Yeah.
This is just the economy. It's not oil anymore.
Yeah.
It's these type of businesses and it's attention. It's attention what they're selling. Amazon is trafficking with attention.
Yeah.
So they sellers and the company too can sell you stuff. So attention, in my opinion, is the most valuable resource, and creators know to generate that attention. The average company, they don't know how to generate that attention. So what do? They call Mark Zuckerberg and they give them their back. So Mark Zuckerberg gives them attention, but it's just not sustainable. It doesn't make any sense, right? And it's very fucking expensive. It's getting more expensive and more inefficient. So I feel like there's a big opportunity also for brands to rethink how content is happening for them and how they're building their brands.
Are you talking about this tomorrow at your keynote?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about in the keynote.
Maybe don't give so much away, because I want to unravel that as
spoilers.
We go. Yeah, no spoilers. Thanks so much, man. Anything else you want to share before we wrap it up?
No, I'm just like, just keep watching the creators, what they do. I think there's going to be, things are about to change very bad. Very quickly.
Very quickly,
badly also, I mean, like in terms of like dramatic. In a good way, I hope. And I can't wait for it. And if you want to follow up with me in the conversation, also hit me up on my Instagram.
We'll get all your links and then we'll share them as well.
Amazing.
All good?
And keep watching this content. I really like what you guys are doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, man.